Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Hello and welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Arguably, two of the best hours in radio. That is reflected by the reports that I've been getting on my accounts with that. You have been outstanding, and your questions and your responses have just been off the charts. They have informed me, you know, of that. And so I thank you, and I think that Mr. Fuller thanks you. I'm not going to speak for him on that, but I'm pretty sure that he does. And so we want to thank you. Don't forget, please, don't forget that we are accepting donations for the second hour, not the first, but the second hour. You know what to do. Just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and there you will see a gold donate button. Hit it and donate as much as you would like to. No specific amount, but that is just to keep the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller on the air. We do need that. There will be subsequent announcements about that. To get in contact with the show, call this number, 877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me, 7MrBobby, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can view the program if you'd like and hear it by going to the YouTube channel, typing in the word Talktainment, and then typing in the word radio, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and there you are. And while you are there, hit the subscribe and like button. Also, you can go to TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, hit listen live. You're right there. Hit the subscribe and like button there. And also, you can go to Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you're there. So that's those are the ways that you can get in contact with the show, and we would love for you to do that. Now, let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. He is on the phone lines live from Washington, D.C. Someone wanted to know, were we in the same studio? No. Mr. Fuller is in D.C., and I am emanating here from Columbus, Ohio. So we are not there. Technology sometimes make it seem like we are. But anyway, let me start off by saying, as I usually do, good morning, Mr. Fuller, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay. excuse me. You are coming in loud and clear. Today's topic, Mr. excuse me, Mr. Fuller, is going to be a subject taken from one of our Gmailers, and it was called, or is called, the law of interaction. And this comes from, I guess her name is Tiffany. She wrote and wanted to discuss that, and she referenced page 171. In the revised, expanded edition of the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. Now, people, if you do not have this book, you should get this book to understand, to see, to look at, view, whatever you need to do. Get the book. Mr. Fuller will talk about the book later on in the program. But she referenced this page, and Mr. Fuller, page 171 of the Revised Standard Edition, she wrote this, Mr. Fuller. She said, "The law of interaction on page 171 states, seek to be in contact with another person only when necessary. Does this law include your spouse? Meaning, interact with your spouse only when necessary?"
Absolutely. Yeah, only when necessary to get something done. And a lot of things are necessary, particularly if you're under the same roof. So you interact anyway. I mean, that's a given anyhow. So, but you seek this contact, you know, by what you say and what you do from one minute to another, and try to make all of these contacts, whether you are under the same roof, in which case you'll have more contact, you might say in a house setting or something like that, than you would in a large museum-type building, where such as a factory, a workplace, that, say, a block long, and you interact with the poor person or with your co-workers there. But make all of your contacts. You only seek the contact. You know, the word seek, S-E-E-K. You only look to make these contacts when necessary. And make all the contacts have a constructive result. If black people everywhere right now did that, start concentrating, I'm only going to have something to say, I'm going to make contact with people deliberately, even in a house, going from room to room. I'm only going to say something that needs to be said. And that will cut down on what? A lot of misunderstanding. It will cut down on a whole lot of unnecessary arguments. It'll automatically do that. That's the reason for it. You should have a reason for doing everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you breathe every minute. Every breath that you take is a great gift from your Creator. So, you breathe. How many times have I been breathing since I've been on the planet? If someone would ask me, millions of times, I guess. But I couldn't give a figure. I'm breathing now. So, how could I keep an accurate count of that?
Mm-hmm.
But every breath that you take, every time you exhale and inhale and exhale and inhale, this is all a gift. And every time you do that, inhale and exhale, not only just when you're talking to someone or something, every time you actually breathe, you are supposed to make that breath count for something of constructive value. Otherwise, you are taking up the Creator's precious time fooling with you. This is according to the code, according to logic, at all. You're on a job, and breathing is a part of that job, and every time it's like getting paid by the hour. You're supposed to be paying forward every time you breathe. Look at it that way. Why? Because if you stop breathing, you know what's going to happen. So you take breathing for granted. But that's not supposed to be free. You're supposed to be on a job. Every breath that you take, look at it that way. So in a house, you're interacting with people. Walking down the street, you're interacting with people, even if you're just making eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to people. White and non-white, just walking down the street, just two people passing each other, and I'll say good morning.
Okay.
All right, sometimes they say good morning to me, sometimes not. Sometimes people just roll their eyes and wonder what you're up to, okay? And that's to be taken for granted, too. I mean, that people will react that way, because many times it's a danger signal when you're passing, depending on who it is you're passing on a street, on an isolated street, and all of us, you know, decide out of nowhere they want to speak to you, passing by you, all right? And sometimes, you know, you're just being friendly, good morning, good evening, you know, and people will speak back, but it's okay to do that. But every contact that every person has with another person, every breath that you take, every contact that you make, should have a constructive effect, never a non-constructive effect. You know, get, you know, that's how you make the world a better place. Make it the way it ought to be. That's the process if we're going to ever get it done. Just the little simple things you do every minute of every day. Not just looking forward to another grandiose meeting once every 5 years, have a huge convention, and everybody converges somewhere, I mean, on some island or in some place like, you know, maybe Rome or someplace, and they all come there, and it's hallelujah time, and then everybody drifts back to the same old stuff they've been doing all the time, the same old chaos, the same killings, the same animosities, the same arguments. We need to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And just make everything that you do each and every day, every contact that you make right there in your own house, have it quiet. Nobody saying nothing. And when somebody does speak, make that something of maximum constructive value. Even if it's no more than, would you kindly pick your clothes up off the floor?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why? Because somebody's going to trip over them. And they don't need to be there anyway. They need to be in the hamper.
Okay.
All right. And if you please. And be polite when you do it. Not shout from the other room, get in here and pick these clothes up. Now, that's not constructive.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not going to get a constructive result.
Okay. Now, would you say the compensatory counter-racist logic would be that we must focus in on to think, speak, and act at all times?
Yes, with logic. In other words, before you speak, you think. Think, thought, speech, action. That's on the cover of the textbook for victims of racism. Think. Might have to think for 2 days before you say one word. And if it takes 2 days to think of something constructive to say, then it takes 2 days. If it takes 2 years, if you can't think of anything constructive to say, just be quiet for 2 years. Absolutely quiet. Don't say anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Until when you open your mouth, you know you're going to have a constructive effect.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be something that builds up, not tears down, in a constructive manner.
So then the racist white supremacist will do any and everything to prevent you from thinking, speaking, and acting to disguise, hide, or deceive what their real purpose is.
Sure. And the white supremacists teach black people to be an absolute maximum chaotic people.
Okay.
That's why when you hear a lot of black people, of course, they taught us well.
Yes.
You know, you pass us on the sidewalk, and we are on I have iPads and whatnot, our cell phones or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna do this. You know, I'm gonna come over there and I'm gonna be, you know. You hear it on the back of the bus. You hear it on the middle of the bus and whatnot. Public transportation, sometimes people talking. Always anger. Anger.
Yes.
Anger. Anger. Cursing. Threatening.
Yes.
I mean, this, you know, this mask, you know, bitterness. Everybody. I mean, eyes dancing around in your head. I mean, like you're fixing to just burst loose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and knock out windows and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This we weren't born this way. Even babies are chaotic, but they are chaotic in an innocent manner. We are highly trained to be totally chaotic 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Our voice is just raised, and shouting. You can hear sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Somebody passing by the window, and it'll wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
Shouting, anger.
Yes, I've heard that.
Just lashing out. And when you have millions of people doing that, just look at that picture. All right. And is this anything that you would rush to be a part of? But we do. We mm-hmm. rush to be a part of it.
So that.
But we have been trained that way.
Mm-hmm.
We, meaning the black people of this entire planet, to be completely chaotic.
So.
Directionless people just lashing out here and lashing out there and cursing people out and mad about this and mad about that and looking for something to be mad about and, reacting to other people who are already mad at you about things that they don't even know what it is about.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And then gunfire all over the place. Totally chaotic, totally confused, and walking down the street. Even when we are silent, we look like walking train wrecks.
Yes, sir.
Trying to look more so like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Going out of our way to look like we are a walking train wreck.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right. Looking in the mirror and saying, now what can I do to myself to look like I just came out of a train wreck?
Yes, sir. Now,
tell the truth. This is the way we are in the Northwestern Hemisphere more than anywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now, would you say, based on your knowledge of thinking, speaking, and acting in a compensatory way, that it is maybe a mandate, or maybe it is a mandate, by the racist white supremacist to keep us unbalanced, because we didn't come here unbalanced, but with all the chaotic and all the foolishness and in every direction, you name it, it's going on, to keep us unbalanced.
Absolutely. A 1-year-old black baby in the Northwestern Hemisphere acts more civilized than most of us who are over 40. And that's the truth. We're just as crazy as we can be. We look crazy, we act crazy, we talk crazy. And we not only that, we embrace craziness like it's something that we should seek out. If anybody's making a little bit of sense,
mm-hmm.
We say, what kind of freak is that?
Yes.
All right? That's what they are doing to us, and right before our eyes, and we don't even know it.
We don't even know it. Wow.
And they are silent. They see the white supremacists stand back, and they are completely quiet. But they are pulling all of these strings to make us into total freaks in every area of activity,
yes, sir.
In economics, in education. Our education is a shambles.
Mm.
This is why, people are running out of the school trying to get to a hip-hop concert. All right? That's not by accident. That's orchestrated. All right. Why are you running from a school to go to a hip-hop concert? Because the hip-hop concert make more sense than what they're talking about in school.
It really does.
That's the way they look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we've been taught to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, that's true.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah. Somebody asked me.
Yeah. In many cases, that is true. You make more sense going to a hip-hop concert than what they're talking about, pointing to the blackboard and talking about this and that and the other doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yes.
and your future.
the other day, and you may have heard it on the news, but I never heard of this gentleman, but a gentleman by the name of Robert Smith was to give a commencement exercise address at Morehouse College, I believe, in Atlanta, a historically HBCU a college. And at the end of his speech, he paid off the student loans of the, it was either 396 people or 400 graduates of that Morehouse College to the tune of $40 million total. Now, I didn't know who he was. He's an eighth generation, according to the information I got. He was an eighth generation person in his family. He's a billionaire, one of the wealthiest men in the world. I don't know if he's in the lineage of Mansa Musa, who was the allegedly the richest man in the world, a black man. But the thing about it, when somebody asked me, I had to really think about it. And then I said this, Mr. Fuller, I said, he did what he did. And that was it. I don't know what kind of response that they were looking, you know, for from me. But being in the and trying to think in a compensatory, logical way, he did what he did.
Yes. Yes. See, because people will argue about whether he should, you know, should have, shouldn't have, and whatnot. And no, just leave it alone. Let it stand on its own.
Yes.
And so you say he did what he did, and, you know, stand back and see the effects of what he did.
Yes.
Hopefully, everything that anybody does, white or non-white, should have a constructive effect anywhere on the planet. Any time of day or night, this is the way the entire universe should be. We should do everything we can to help make it that way.
Yes, yes. Now, I don't know what his interactions was with those people, but I can say from a compensatory standpoint, he did what he did. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a few that I'm going to share with you. If you haven't tuned in, tune into This Is Libby. Check it out. See how you like it. Stairway to Heaven would be another show that we have here, and it's your time to travel. Now, listen, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. All you have to do is just click on the programs that we have here, see the menu, and then sample one of the two, three shows to see what it's like. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And our a topic today is interactions. Interactions. And, of course, you can get in contact with the show by calling 1-877-932-9766. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and let me know if you can hear this also. Somebody just, you know, just did, so hopefully everything has worked out. Mr. Fuller, this is from the Gmails. It says here, hi, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller, this is VGQ to be considered. Mr. Fuller speaks on the extermination of black people all of the time. I do think his idea that they are not out to get rid of all non-white people is logical, for they need someone to be supreme over. However, I would like for Mr. Fuller to consider the possibility that we are in a different era now where the planet as a whole is reckoning with the outcome of mass production and industrialization like never before, that it is possible now that they could be moving towards the idea that we are no longer necessary, especially with the rise of mechanization. Mr. Fuller, what would you say to that?
Well, I say what I've said repeatedly in the book and on all the programs I've been on for years, for decades, and that is, white supremacists have a goal, and that goal is to have fun, to have glory, and to have material comfort. And they decided that their fun, their glory, and their material comfort would derive from the domination and mistreatment of people of color worldwide in all nine areas of activity 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in all nine areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And that by dominating and mistreating non-white people, people of color, black, brown, red, yellow, anybody with color in his or her skin, they would get fun, glory, and material comfort. And they do not want to turn loose to that philosophy or that way of doing the world business. And they have become the most powerful people in recorded history in getting their fun, glory, and material comfort from that ideology and that practice. They're already successful. They're not trying to do that. They have already done it. Because all of the people who are classified as non-white are under their thumb on this planet. And what they get out of it is fun, glory, and material comfort. Now, in order to continue this thing called white supremacy, you have to have people to be supreme over. And if you just stop and think about it and observe it, you say, what is racism really for? What is it all about? And it's not, it's just for those three things. And it has nothing to do directly with what kind of work you're doing or anything. The white supremacists themselves are the most diligent workers on the planet. Nobody works like they work, but they work. They don't work what you call hard. They invented that term. They work smart. And they try to see to it that non-white people work hard, but not work smart. Okay? That's two different things. See, but you can say working smart can be hard. Well, it can be, depending on what you mean by hard. But these are just words that can be confusing. Hard work, soft work. Well, any work that accomplishes what you are setting out to do is nothing but work. You can take that hard off of it, and we need to stop even saying that. The code recommends that. Stop saying hard work and easy work. Work is just work. You know, you have to exert more. I used to hear sometimes in the, you know, when I aspired, because I, you know, looking for somebody to copy after, so I looked up to black musicians, and I, all during school and whatnot, I would be singing songs in my head, sitting in a classroom and all like that, hearing bands play in my head while the teacher's talking, okay, because I thought that it would be nice to be Miles Davis playing a trumpet or Bill Eckstein singing a song and all like that. But when I got around some musicians, they say, well, I'm going to work tonight. And that word work struck me as odd. But see, anything gets to be work when you got to do it. I find to figure that out at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is work if you have to do it at a time when you don't feel like doing it. And that's with whether you're a professional golfer or a basketball player or a skier. You know, a basketball player that's been doing it for years say, I'm going to work.
Yeah. Hold it right there, Mr. Fuller. I'm going to come back to that. We have to take a commercial break. We'll come back to you looking up the black musicians. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Mr. Fuller come back to the point on black musicians that he looked up to until he discovered the word work. We'll have more Gmails, and the phone lines are now open. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Thank you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Michael?
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic today is, excuse me, ooh. Our topic today is interactions, excuse me, and we've had Mr. Fuller discuss that. The base of this comes from one of our listeners, name is Tiffany, but she referenced page 171 in the revised, in the revised expanded edition of the compensatory United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. And that's what we've been focusing on. And also, Mr. Fuller has been answering your Gmails. Now, Mr. Fuller, before we move on, you were mentioning black musicians that you were looking up to. I think you mentioned Miles Davis and the others. And I guess you had got in contact with them where you found out that they used the word work. Hello, Mr. Fuller?
Hello? Can
yeah.
you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I didn't make direct contact with any of the people that I name. I was just talking about musicians in general.
Okay, okay, all right.
Some of the local musicians in the town where I was and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, occasionally when they were talking, they would say, well, I'm going to be working in Kansas City this weekend. You know, we got a gig in Kansas City. And they would use that word work. And I say, you're a trumpet player. Or you're a drummer. Or you're a singer, and you call that work? But it was work,
mm-hmm.
because, see, these are engagements that they had. They like what they were doing, but even when you like what you're doing, it's just like sitting down to a meal, and you have a very tasty meal on that particular day. But if you have to have that meal every day, you might consider that to be not very tasty. All right?
Yes, sir.
And so then, you know, I realized then, yeah, anything, depends on how you want to look at it, anything can be work and anything can be pleasure. And then I thought of work all the time, I mean, in different dimensions and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I just mentioned that, the word work.
Okay.
What is work?
Okay.
When are you working and when are you playing? All right? Sometimes when other people say you're playing, it's work to you. Like one person told me that as a little boy, And I've had that experience in one form or another. I think everybody has, that he went to an amusement park. And the person who was operating the Ferris wheel, you know, was on the job. And he said, oh, you're right here in the middle of, you know, something that's the equivalent of an amusement park where all of these lights are glittering and whatnot and people are having fun and all like that. But he noticed that the person who was running the Ferris wheel didn't, even though he was in the age, same age bracket or approaching that, just a little few years older than the person who was telling me about the story. And he said he noticed that when he mentioned to the person that that must be a lot of fun, you know, watching people have fun, being in the middle of everything that is fun. And the person looked at him with a strange look as if to say, I'm not having fun. This is work. I mean, I'd much rather be somewhere else. And so these are things that people can think about. What's work to one person may be fun to another, and what's fun to one person may be work to another.
Okay.
And even to the same person. If you're doing something over and over again to the place where you're bored with what you're doing, like being a lifeguard, they might say, he's not working, he's just sitting up there and whatnot. And lifeguard says, I'd much rather be anywhere but on this beach waiting on somebody to shout that they need to be rescued so I can go out on a surfboard and bring them in. I've been doing it too long. This is work for me. When I first started, it was fun. It was exciting. It's no longer fun. It's no longer exciting.
Yes. Okay. Going to the Gmails, we have this from Gloria. She said, Mr. Fuller, would you say that Mr. Smith, Robert Smith, a black billionaire who announced that he would repay the debt of the Morehouse College graduates, is a boy or man manager?
What is the question?
She said, would you say that Mr. Robert Smith, a black billionaire who announced that he would repay the debt of the Morehouse College graduates, is a boy or a man slash manager?
Oh, well, I won't speak specifically of Mr. Robert Smith. I'll just say what the code says about black males, period. Mr. Robert Smith is a black male, correct?
So, yes.
You know, according to the reports. So, according to the code, it's not personal, but according to the code, which is supposed to be based on logic and based on the truth, because logic, you know, that's the truth. Something logical, something that is also true. Everything has got to be true in the counter-racist code. So it comes down to a question of, can a black male be a man in the system of white supremacy? And according to the code, the answer is a flat-out no. It's totally impossible. You can't be a man. You can do this and do that, but only if the white supremacists allow you to. Once you are a prisoner of war, your manhood is gone. Your womanhood is gone. You are just a POW. Once you're a slave, manhood, womanhood is gone. As long as you're in that condition. And in the system of white supremacy, if you're classified as black in 2019, anywhere on the planet, you cannot, it's absolutely impossible for you to be a man or a woman. You are in the category of boys and girls, whether you like it or not, based on what? Based on truth. That's what.
TalkTainmentRadio.com.
So you're subject to an alien power.
Mm-hmm.
Where every move you make is dictated by that alien power. So it doesn't make any difference what you do or what you think or how you act. You are just a prisoner of war. Prisoners of war are prisoners of war. That's their label. They don't have a label that's bigger than that. You have to be not a prisoner in order to be a man or a woman. You cannot be a prisoner of anybody where you are dictated to in every area of activity, where you don't have any choices at all except those that you make that have to be approved of in the system of white supremacy if you're black by the white supremacists.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that includes everybody. No exceptions to that. None. Zero.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, if you'd like to get in contact with the show and want me to read your Gmails. But it is at this particular time that we designate that Mr. Fuller speak to his book. So caller on the line, after Mr. Fuller finishes, we will get to you. Mr. Fuller, speak to your book.
Just go to producejustice.com. P-R-O-D-U-C-E, producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a basic textbook, revised expanded edition, also the 1984 edition for those who want that one just for reference purposes, because the revised expanded edition covers just about everything that's in that 1984 edition. And there's also an additional to the basic book, the 2016 edition, called The Compensatory Counter-Racist Word Guide, that shows you how to use words, how not to use words, what questions to ask when other people use certain words, including words like, I think I have that in there, words like what I talked about this morning, work. What is work? You know, what is the definition of work? You know, other than play. What's the definition? What's the difference between the two? Between work and play. Okay? And these are things to think about. And many other words. But the basic textbook is the one, 2016 edition, expanded, revised edition, is the basic book for everything that I'm talking about on most programs and on this one. Every now and then I will dip into something that's not in the basic textbook. But go to producejustice.com, and the method for ordering is there.
Yes, sir.
And the book is designed for the individual victim of racism. If you don't perceive yourself as being a victim of racism, it does not apply to you. That's just a choice that you make. If you think you're being victimized, that you are subject to a system of white supremacy as a black person on the planet Earth, then the book is designed to address whatever problems you may have that you can help yourself to solve on your own without consulting anybody. I mean, you can just pick and choose whatever you find in the book. And the way it's supposed to work, if something makes sense to you in the book, you use it. If it doesn't make sense to you, you don't use it. Stay away from anything that doesn't make sense, whether it's written down or not. That's in your entire existence. If it doesn't make sense, back off. And always choose to do something that will be the most constructive for you. Because the theory is, if you solve the problems of each individual person, you have solved the problems of all people. So that cliche saying that Stephen covered the book about black people coming together, what does that mean? We use that expression all the time. I've gotten to the place I disdain the expression. Because what does that actually mean? Black people coming together. We need to come together. Come together and do what? Because you're an individual person. But go to producejustice.com.
Okay. All righty, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you need to turn down your radio before we go head on. Okay, now, you are on with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. What is your question?
Yes, sir. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing good. Go ahead.
That's a good thing. Okay, my question is for Mr. Neely Fuller. I'm from Louisiana, and I was born in the 70s, and we kind of had an understanding of what white supremacy was by the way that the teachers at the school treated us when we went to class and everything of that nature, because you know, my great uncle got hung up by a tree by three white supremacists. My grandmother made sure that she told all of her grandkids that, and she said she would never let a white man step foot in her home. That didn't make me racist. My treatment from the system growing older made me have some type of feeling about white supremacy or the system of white supremacy. Now, the question is, you got a lot of black celebrities and so-called black media out here trying to tell black people to, this is not a political question, that we should vote for Joe Biden, who locked more black people up in America than any, I don't know if it was more than slavery. They're telling us that if he just say he's sorry, then we should vote for him. What say ye, Mr. Fuller, about that activity that's going on in that arena?
Well, the code says, and I always go, you know, by what, you know, I think is should be said, that's the best response to any question is raised according to logic, according to how the world is run. In the first place, always go back and think in terms, and I've been saying this more and more lately than any other time, and because I think people can understand it better in answer to your question. Look at yourself as a prisoner of war. So, as a prisoner of war in a prison camp, which is the entire planet, if you're black, you're in a prison camp, milling around in the prison yard. So, word comes to you that you're going to get a new prison commandant. All right, so that means just that. Well, in other words, you got a warden of the prison, and the warden that we had, we're not going to have that one anymore. We're going to have another warden. Okay, so you just say, okay, well, they're trying to figure out who's going to be the warden of the prison now. I mean, what white person? Because there is all the wardens of a prison in the system of white supremacists are always white, even though you might have a black person who carries the title of warden. That doesn't mean anything at all, period, in the system of white supremacy. You don't pay any attention to that. The title.
Yes,
you just say it.
Mm-hmm.
See, the way you get people to understand anything is, first of all, you got to say it. If you never say it, how's anybody going to understand something that's not said? I'll stand up and say this anywhere, on any, you know, on a Senate floor or in the Vatican City. Why? Because it's the truth. White supremacy is real. And so any person, this is code now, getting right to the point of your question. Any white person who is able to be a racist probably is one. That's code doctrine. You don't deviate from that not one inch under any circumstance, because that is the only way to get to the truth and to solve this race problem. You have to do that. That's not an option. Any person classified as white and who functions as white, when you ask him, are you white? Because there's a lot of black people that look like they're white, so you got to get that straight. All right? You just simply say, sir, are you white? And if the person says, yes, I'm a white man. All right? I'm a white man. That's what I am. I'm a white woman. That's what I am. Okay. So to a non-white person in the system of white supremacy, it's an absolute must that you suspect that white person as being a racist until proven what? until proven to you, not to somebody else. See, you can't take somebody else's word for anything, getting to the point of your question. You don't take anybody's word. Not even your closest confidant would not say. Now, you know, a person sometimes, a black person might come to one black person and say, now, I know this white person, I raised up with him, and he is all right. I mean, he is not no racist. He ain't got a racist bone in his body. We played together right when we were about 3 years old. I mean, I've seen him come all under all circumstances. He ain't never done nothing racist. I mean, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Fuller. Yes. Caller, please turn down your radio in the background, please. All right, go ahead, Mr. Fuller.
Yes. Now, when you hear this, you say, oh, that's fine. You don't argue. You never argue about anything that's got to do with racism or anything else if you can avoid it. Never get in an argument. Have a conversation. It's the difference between an argument and a conversation. So a conversation consists mostly of questions. That's the best procedure. So you just simply say, okay, did this person prove to you that they are not a racist? And the person says, yes. I mean, I can vouch for this white person all the way. I mean, they ain't got nothing against black people. They know all about this and all like that. I mean, I've been with them under all circumstances. You say, okay, did this white person prove that to you? Say, yeah, that's what I just told you. He proved it to me. He ain't no racist. You say, okay, fine. Now, the code says, what are you supposed to do when you hear that? Here's what you're supposed to do. Fine and good. That person did prove it to you. Now, that person, that person is going to interact with me in any way, directly, indirectly, they have to start all over again. And what they prove to you, they're going to have to prove it to me. Because by the code, I cannot take your word for a white person not being a racist. That's mandatory. No black person should ever take another black person's word to some white person is not a racist. That is an absolute no-no. That white person has to step forward and prove it all over to you. They probably spent 40 years proving it to that other black person. Now they just might have to spend 40 years proving it to you. That's the way that's got to work. See, we got to have strict rules. In dealing with racism, you got to have strict rules. You got to have a code. That's the one thing that we don't have.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Louisiana, for your call here. Appreciate that. Mr. Fuller, in the remaining moment of the first hour that we have here on the compensatory concept, going back to page 171, now we're speaking of interaction between people. At the very bottom of the page, one of the most profound statements in your book is here, where it says, every day, all day, at the very bottom of page 171?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Just those four quickly before we end the first hour.
Oh, yes. Every day, all day, wherever you are, ask yourself these basic questions. It's just four. Number one, what do I want to do? You should know what you want to do, all right? Number two, why do I want to do what I want to do? That's every day, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to do what you want to do? Number three, how do I plan to do what I want to do? And number four, and this is what you call the clincher question. Of course, all of the questions are important. But number four, what do I expect the constructive result to be?
Okay, we are going to leave it right there for the first hour. TalkTame@radio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.